From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. European Union leaders open a two-day summit in Brussels Thursday to address everything from Britain's planned exit from the regional economic bloc to the resurging economy. EU President Donald Tusk spoke to reporters about how Britain's departure might proceed.
We can hear different predictions coming from
reports that we put.
We apologize. That was Donald Tusk. We'll have that for you the next hour. Meantime, British Prime Minister Theresa May, she will be speaking later Thursday. The rest of the leaders will meet without her to discuss their side of the Brexit process that was triggered by a British referendum 1 year ago and is set to finish by the end of March of 2019. In Afghanistan Thursday, a car bomb exploded outside a bank in southern Helmand Province, killing at least 29 people, wounding about 60 others, as both civilians and security force personnel lined up to collect their pay. There was no immediate claim of responsibility there. The deadly bombing came ahead of Sunday's Eid festival, which marks the end of the Islamic holy fasting month of Ramadan. Helmand is the largest Afghan province where most of the territory is controlled or influenced by the Taliban. Authorities in Belgium said Thursday police have detained four people in connection with the investigation into the foiled bomb attack at a Brussels train station. The device hidden in a suitcase failed to fully detonate and did not injure anyone on Tuesday. Soldiers shot and killed the attacker. Brussels has been on high alert for more than 18 months since the Islamic State militants based in the city carried out attacks in Paris. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. British Home Secretary Amber Rudd told Parliament on Thursday an independent reviewer of terrorism legislation would be leading a review into how authorities handled the recent attacks in the United Kingdom. Rudd said Britain's counterterrorism strategy will be reviewed to make sure the police and security services were well-equipped to do their jobs. Rudd said 13 plots were foiled between June of 2013 and the Westminster Bridge attack, which took place recently. A car filled with a bomb material exploded in the Somali capital Mogadishu Thursday, killing at least 8 people and wounding 4 others. A reporter for VOA Somali Service says the attack targeted a police station. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the militant group Al-Shabaab regularly attacks government buildings and places where government officials are known to gather. On Tuesday, an Al-Shabaab car bomber attacked a local administration building, killing at least 10 people. Republican U.S. senators unveiled their version of a health care bill on Thursday, aimed at repealing the Affordable Care Act here in the U.S., former President Obama's signature legislation. Hear now from President Trump. Once again, we hope to have all of this for you coming up in the next hour. The president, in his words, basically said that he believes this will be good legislation, and he hoped that the Democrats would join the Republicans in working through the matter as it moves forward. The bill would reduce federal funding for Medicaid, a state-based program for low-income people, abolish taxes on the wealthy. No Democrats at this time are expected to vote in favor of that measure. Iraqi officials said Islamic State militants Wednesday blew up the ancient Grand al-Nuri Mosque, which dates to the 12th century, in the embattled Iraqi city of Mosul. The explosions occurred as Iraqi forces closed in on the mosque as their 8-month quest to retake Mosul approaches its climax. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said destruction of the mosque is the Islamic State's official declaration of defeat. And despite a decline in fertility levels, the United Nations said it expects the global population to reach nearly 10 billion by the year 2050. The UN reports that it expects India's population to exceed that of China in the next 7 years. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.